So here we are. We have Bernie Sanders. He, you know, when there's a void, he promotes very far, far, far left ideas. And because there's no one there to, you know, really, you know, to be the voice, to be the standard bearer, to be the leader. Have you ever read, if you haven't, it's one of the most interesting things you'll ever read. Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, in January of 2009, wrote a paper for The Lancet, which is a British medical journal, that laid out his vision for single payer in the United States. It's called The Principles of Allocation of Scarce Medical Interventions, January 31st, 2009. Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, Rahm Emanuel's brother, was Obama's chief healthcare advisor. And what you learn if you read this paper, that's, remember we were told that you should basically die at 75? Well, all the people that said you should die at 75 are over 75 now. Now, they didn't say drop dead. They just said, we're not going to invest in you anymore. We're not going to invest in you. Actually, in this paper, it's really grotesque. Emanuel basically says we have to look at this also through the prism of immigration. That if you're choosing between a 76-year-old citizen and a 20-year-old immigrant, the 20-year-old is going to live longer and benefit from the medical intervention than the 76-year-old. Now, maybe that 76-year-old worked for the past 50 years, paid taxes, served in the military. Screw that guy. You're going to take care of the person that crossed the border illegally. It's 100% in there. You can fact check me all day. But I'm going to give you a couple of quotes here. Because he terms the system the complete lives system. That would be the name of single payer in the United States, the very policy that Bernie's advocating for. Quote the paper, when implemented, the complete lives system produces a priority curve on which individuals aged between roughly 15 and 40 years get the most essential chance, whereas the youngest and oldest get chances that are attenuated. Now, if you're just an AI bot, that might make sense, right? Those are the people that are in the most productive years of their lives. At 15, you're beginning to transition toward, looking toward adulthood. At 40, you're looking, I guess, on the back nine. He writes, consideration of the importance of the complete lives also supports modifying the youngest first principle by prioritizing adolescents and young adults over infants. Adolescents have received substantial education and parental care, investments that will be wasted without a complete life. Infants, by contrast, have not yet received these investments, and similarly, adolescence brings with it a developed personality capable of forming and valuing long-term plans whose fulfillment requires a complete life. These are the people jumping up and down and screaming that we're deporting two-year-olds with cancer. Under this system, we wouldn't even treat them. Well, not Americans. Of course we would tap our treasury for anyone who crossed the border illegally. That's what we do, right? But what he's telling you is a two-year-old with cancer, we're not going to treat that two-year-old with cancer because that two-year-old might die in a year. Now we've just wasted all this money. Now that is unless that two-year-old is last name Clinton or Obama, Barack Obama's grandchildren, perhaps. Those children will get treatment. You'll be told, sorry, your child's not worth it. You're not important enough. The complete life system discriminates against older people. I'm reading from the paper, by the way. Age-based allocation is ageism, unlike allocation by sex or race. Allocation by age is not invidious discrimination. Every person lives through different life stages rather than being a single age. Even if 25-year-olds receive priority over 65-year-olds, everyone who is 65 now was previously 25. Treating 65-year-olds differently because of stereotypes or falsehoods would be against treating them differently because they have already had more life years is not. So it's bye-bye. You are no longer considered productive by the state, and they will put you out to pasture. This is in it. And exactly, that's how the UK system works. And this is the system that Bernie... See, now Bernie is allowed to have three homes while he trashes the millionaires and billionaires, because even though he's considered an independent, he's in the United... He has said this before. I am a United States Senator. What he means is this system would be for you. As I've pointed this out time and time again, socialism is for the people, not the socialist. Not a single advocate of single-payer health care ever says, and I will participate. If there's backlogs, long lines, I will wait my turn. That never happens. Bernie says it. I give him credit. He says the quiet part out loud. Because the next question would have been, stop telling me what people vote for and start telling me what you're going to do if there's single payer. None of you Democrats. See, you people are a disgusting sort. You really are. You're a disgusting sort. And you're also cowards. You're freaking cowards. Tell me you support it and you plan to participate in it, you gutless worms. You gutless, hypocritical worms. You disgust me. Tell me that when they impose it, you're not going to try to get out of it. You're not going to try to find some way around it. You're not going to try to get something that other people don't have. See, it's like the same a-holes that endlessly promote government-run education and then send their own kids to private school, that endlessly promote government transportation but demand that they ride in a limousine. Screw you. This is why maybe, outside of the handful of the usuals, I don't get thoughtful, intellectual Democrats calling this program, because I can destroy their arguments by that simple notion of participation. Do you plan to wait online? If not, STFU and get out of my face. I don't want to hear anyone talk about government education who sends their own kids to private school. I don't want to hear you. If you're planning on riding in a limousine and you think I belong on the subway, I don't want to hear you.